to a new RFM, and we are looking at koalas. Port Stephens has been, well, for a long time, well known for its koala population. It's one of the few places we can take visitors with a good chance of spotting one or more. And there was a bit of controversy last year, as we're joined by Kate Washington, member for Port Stephens, about the sale of Mambo Wetlands on Salamander Bay. Are there many koalas in this area, Kate?
Morning, Jane. The Mambo Wetlands is known for koala habitat. So it's an area where koalas move through and mate in, and it's speaking to the experts in our area, the Port Stephens koalas, they tell me that this is critical habitat for our local koala population.
Okay, so that means they're there, they're enjoying it, and it's a fairly big area, the Mambo Wetlands, isn't it?
It is. So the wetlands in total span about 175 hectares. The area that was sold off by the government last year is only 6 hectares. But when I say only, it's a very important 6 hectares because it's the high ground in a ecosystem that traverses a whole range of different kind of ecosystems throughout it. So we've got mangroves, seagrasses, salt marsh, and then you've got the higher, taller trees in the area that was sold off.
Right. It's got a number of walking trails in it as well, so it's quite used by people as well as koalas.
It is, and it's been cared for decades by a local land care group as a whole, as part of the whole wetlands together. Until the for sale sign went up last year, people didn't realise that part of the land was actually owned by the Department of Education.
Uh-huh. And so that sale went through. Now, there's been recent developments. Has there been a development application gone in for the area?
Correct. So the land was sold for a ridiculous sum of $250,000 on an online auction to a developer. That developer has been speaking with different parties, from local council to myself and, as I understand, state government, about the possibility of it returning to public hands. All of those discussions appear to have failed, and now he has submitted a development application for a building on the site.
And would that building impact significantly on the koala population there?
In my view, any development on that site will impact on that whole wetlands operates. In my view, I don't think there should be any development on that site. This land should be returned to public hands.
It is fairly unusual in that it is a large-ish area of bushland right on Salamander Bay.
Correct. Whilst there are residential developments around that whole site, we're now at the point where the line has to be drawn to say what remains needs to stay in order to retain our local koala population. And we're not just talking koala habitat. The whole wetland sustains hundreds of other vulnerable animals and bird life, as well as plants. So there has to be a point where government says enough is enough. Certainly the community, our community, has been fighting both the sale and now the development non-stop. And all that we continue to ask for is for it to go back into public hands.
So there is a fairly substantial community campaign underway.
Well, there's a Facebook page, that's the way we operate these days, it's social media, that people can look at to save Mambo Wetlands. That has been running since the for sale sign went up, and the community has been voicing its opposition to the sale and now development of the site, and it has all fallen on deaf ears so far. Now, I don't believe that council will approve this current development. I don't think it's going to meet the requirements and the restrictions that are needed on the environmentally sensitive site. However, I do not think that our community should be having to fight constantly to stop the development on the site. I think it'll just keep on going until it returns to public hands.
We will watch with interest what happens. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Jane. Thanks so much.
Kate Washington on 2NURFM.